Blog Talk Radio.
Flavor News with Lady Flavor. This is DeLon from All Media Artists, and you're in for a big treat. Today's show is dedicated to the diversity of talent on allmediaartists.com. You'll hear some great music from some great artists. So sit back and enjoy. And now here is your host, Lady Flavor.
Good evening and welcome to Flavor News Radio, where I am bringing you this Wednesday and every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time features of a variety of artists that you can find on All Media Artists website. It is an amazing new website. I really encourage everybody that is listening to this show live to go check it out. You can find it at www.allmedia-artists.com, allmediaartists.com. It is a wonderful site where independent artists can come and join, be featured, showcase their art, their professionalism. You can even, I believe, purchase, you know, some of their tracks off of that site. It is not only for music artists, it is for artists of all art forms and all genres. I'm hoping that later on in the show today that Therese will be calling in or Brian will be calling in to give us a little bit more information about this wonderful website. But you know what? Why don't I just jump into some tracks by some of the amazing artists that are featured on that site. Let's see. I want to start with a track. I think it's extremely beautiful, and it's fitting for the season as we go into the Christmas holidays. And this is Silent Night by Ava Lehmert.
Thank you.
that was Silent Night by Ava Lehmert from the All Media Artists website. Absolutely beautiful voice, and she's an amazing, amazing saxophonist, jazz artist, and vocalist. So I am going to bring on the air right now Therese from the All Media Artists website and have her tell us a little bit about the website, why she started it, and where she wants to take this, since it is a new place for independent artists to come together along with the fans and those that believe and support independent artists. So, Therese, welcome to Flava News Radio.
Thank you very much, Lady Flava.
You are so welcome.
I wanted to first tell you thank you so much for doing this and for all your support for All Media Artists. I know I personally appreciate everything that you do for us, and I know the artists do as well, and I'm sure you'll be hearing from some of them. So thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, I'm kind of feeling like, Therese, that you and I are like sisters from another mother and another state and all of that. It seems that we have similar passions. We're you know, looks like the same age, you know, even though I've got silver hair, so, you know, I look like the grandma of the two of us, you know, but I appreciate the fact to find, you know, there's somebody else out there that is not an artist, but somebody who believes in the independent artist just as much as I do. And when John D. Green, you know, pointed me in the direction of your wonderful new website, I was amazed, you know, and you were very, very kind and like kind of helping me through this because, you know, when I logged on, I was like, okay, I got lost and couldn't figure out how to verify my account or whatever. So it was really honestly nice to have an actual person come back at me, not just one of those automatic email responses. So, you know, and I've heard from some other people that are on that site, you know, the warmth that they have received from just you alone, you know, and I think that speaks volumes. So Therese, tell us, you know, where did the concept come from? And why did you start it? And where would you like to go with All Media Artists website?
Well, the concept came pretty much from my heart, my love, my passion for music. I've been blessed to know some very amazing artists in my lifetime, and they all seem to have the same theme that they either don't want to or they don't have time to promote themselves. And for as long as I've known these artists, I've always tried to figure out, well, if you don't want to do it, then I could do it for you, and, you know, how do I go about doing that? So this sort of kernel of an idea has been in my head for about 10 years, and it just recently struck me that this is the best way to get the work of these artists out there, put it all in one place, make it for artists in all media, because I find that those of us that love music tend to love the other types of artistic expression as well. So that was kind of the reason that I got it started. And once I started telling some of my artist friends, it basically just took off from there. You know, it was filling a void that's been out there for a very, very long time.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about what features do you provide on this particular website for the artists?
Right now, the artists, once they sign up, it's free to join, and they get a profile where they can talk about themselves, share their work, blog, communicate with other artists, with fans. We also provide other services. We give a radio airplay to artists that want it. We take the time to promote them on the radio stations, such as yours. And we promote the artists, word of mouth, doing some of the things that they don't, like I say, don't have time for or don't want to do. So anytime
sure.
an artist has a new release or an appearance or something like that, we do the promotion for them so that they don't have to take the time out of their schedule to do that.
Okay. Now, is there someplace on the website that features that information?
Every artist gets an introductory letter when they sign up, and it gives them an idea of what's available to them. The website's going to be completely updated and revamped so that it's kind of a one-stop information central so that everybody that goes there knows exactly what's available just by going to the site.
Right.
So that's coming in probably early 2011.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm not an artist, so I didn't get privy to that particular, you know, welcome letter. I'm just the artist cheerleader, so I'm a fan. So I honestly encourage anybody who is a fan of the independent artists, of music, of just great, you know, self-expression when it comes to creativity. This is a great site to be a part of. I'm excited about being over there. I have not gone through and heard all of the tracks from the talented artists over there. One thing that I want to make note of, Therese, you know, in the years that I have been supporting independent artists, which feels like forever, maybe not as long as you, but it feels like forever, you have got some really quality artists over there, you know, that have a great, you know, bio about themselves, EPKs, you know, clean, clear, high-quality tracks uploaded, you know, links to where you can find information and about who they are, what they're doing, you know, their music, whether it be Reverb Nation, whether it be CD Baby, whatever. I mean, you can go and click onto their pages and find out more information about that. I mean, I'm so really, you know, very impressed with that because a lot of the artists that I am connected by are not up to that level.
Right.
And so I don't know, you know, I don't know how you got so lucky, girl, but they are amazing. And it's refreshing to me to be able to come onto this site and not only sit and listen to some quality tracks, but just find out information, you know, about the sounds. And so as I go through the sites and as I receive music to play on the Flava News radio show, you know, I'm taking notes and this and that so that I can, you know, whether I play it on the All Media Artists, you know, radio show or if I play it on just a regular Flava News radio show, I can, you know, have an idea and share about those individual artists with people as they ask questions or as it just is, you know, is of interest to be able to share. So what would you say, you know, to any artist that's out there listening as to why they really should come and join this great new site, you know, along with the features that you have shared? You know, that might just be the selling point, you know.
Right.
So what would you say to invite new artists to this particular website?
Well, I think you hit on the major point. What we offer is we do have some fairly established artists on our site who are further along in their careers than maybe somebody that's just trying to get started. But what we offer is we can make your profile on All Media Artists look just as professional and just as well done as anybody's on there. So it doesn't matter where you are in your career, we can make it so that you look well-established, professional, and people can get as much information as they need to support you, to buy your work, just like those other artists. And we're more than happy to help you make your profile look as professional as it possibly can and put you out there in the best light that you need to be. So nobody can tell where you are in your career. They can come to your profile, look at your profile, and not distinguish it from an established artist. So I would say that you need to be on All Media Artists because we do it a little differently than everybody else out there. And it's free to try, so come and give it a shot and see how it works for you.
Well, you heard it, you know, from straight from what, you know, I was going to say the horse's mouth. That's
you
not good,
you can say
good,
the
huh?
horse's mouth. It's okay. I'm okay
but
with
anyway,
that.
You, you know, this is Teresa's baby. This is an amazing website. You heard it from her. They not only allow you a place and space for you to be featured and to be able to upload your tracks and give information out and sell your tracks and all of that. They'll help you do it, and that's a wonderful tool to be able to take advantage of. So I would really encourage you, if you are very serious about your art and taking it to the next level and turning it into something that you honestly are recognized for and make money from, I would encourage you to check out the All Media Artists website and find out more about it. Check out the quality of artists that are over there. And, you know, as Therese will help, you know, put you out there, as I get to know you too, if there's any way that I can help through Flava News support who you are as an artist and help you get out there, I am more than happy to do that. I was very excited when Therese and I connected, and I'm excited to be able to provide, you know, a regular radio show on Wednesdays for the All Media Artists. It's all about, you know, you guys. It's all about playing your tracks. If you want to come on the show, call in and promote yourself and a project you've got going on, or if you're even interested in coming on and just being a feature, you know, we can definitely work that out. You can contact me at radio@flavanews.com, or you can find me on All Media Artists website and just let me know over there that you have an interest in Flava News, also supporting you in any way that we can do that from this this direction. So you know what, why don't you give us a little information about Brian Christopher before I jump into playing a track by him.
Okay, Brian and I met probably 8 months ago on Facebook. He is an independent artist, and we just basically started talking, and over those 8 months, I've started promoting his work with him. An excellent R&B artist, and he's also become All Media Artist Director of Marketing because he's unique as an independent artist in that he is always out there selling himself. He spends almost as much time marketing himself as he does doing music, which you and I both know that that's unusual for most indie artists. So he's become basically the idea man for All Media Artists. And if it weren't for him, we would not have come as far as we have. So in addition to being one of our featured artists, he's also our director of marketing.
All right.
He's got a great voice, and people will love his music.
He does have a great voice. I so agree with you on that. So with that said, let's jump into a track by Brian Christopher, and this is All of Me.
My broken heart, yeah, yeah. about your eyes, babe. How they tell me what you feel. I can't help but be entranced. I'm so glad you chose to be mine. Now I wanna make those plans again. Talking about how I can see forever. Spending my days with you.
But you changed.
Broken heart, yeah, yeah.
Ready, I'm ready to give you all of me. Ready, I'm ready to give you all of me. I'm ready to give you all of me.
All right, that was Brian Christopher with All of Me. Now I want to jump in and I want to play a piece by the man that brought me to this amazing website, the All Media Artists website. And this is John D. Green. And John, I hope I say this name right because, you know, I was practicing it last night or whenever. But this is Melodocracy, and I absolutely love this piece. And I can give you a little bit of history after we listen to it, Melodocracy by John D. Green.
Thank you.
All right, that was Melodocracy by John D. Green, another amazing talent that you can find on the All Media Artists website. John and I have been connected, for a few months now, and I have come to love and appreciate him as a man, as a husband and family man, but as an amazing, gifted artist. He is not only a singer-songwriter, but he is a composer, an amazing, you know, musician, and he has such a passion for his art and what it is that he wants to accomplish with his art. So talking about somebody that wants to take it to the next level, John D. Green is somebody that you need to watch out for, and he will be taking it to the next level. You know, Therese, we've got a caller on the line, so let's go ahead and bring them in. Caller from the 202 area code. You're on the air with Therese and Lady Flava.
Well, hello. This is Brian Christopher.
Hey, Brian.
Peace and blessings, Brian.
Well, hello, peace to you. How's everyone doing?
Doing wonderful. Did you hear us play one of your pieces?
Well, yeah, you know, I was laying down and I just heard in the background a song called All of Me, and I said, well, let me get on up and answer the phone.
So Brian, what can you tell us? What can you add to what Teresa's already shared about this wonderful website that you are a part of, the All Media Artists website?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, All Media Artists is something that, you know, Teresa and I have been, you know, working together on, along with a couple of other talented people, that really is trying to take on the idea that, you know, art is universal, so it's more than just music. I'm not sure if Therese, you talked about that, but it's more than just music. It's the visual arts as well as the performing arts. And what All Media Artists allow other artists to do is to bring all of their skills, all of their networking skills, but also all of their talents and their ambitions to perform and even make a living doing what they're doing, you know, and put it into fruition. Because I think a lot of times, you know, in so many ways, a lot of artists, they just kind of going through and going about, but not really bringing it to fruition. And in fruition, I mean actually making a living out of doing what they do. You might not be a household name, but you definitely could make a living doing what you're doing as an independent artist.
Right. I totally hear you on that. And I think that, you know, what I was saying to Therese and the listeners of tonight's show, I'm so impressed with the website, Brian. I just think that not only are the pages set up so professionally and have so much capabilities for the artist, you know, but there's some, you know, such as yourself, there's some very high-quality artists over there, independent artists, and you can tell that they've put a lot of work and, you know, into, you know, perfecting their craft and also creating a professional look for themselves. And I appreciate the fact that Therese shared that, you know, through All Media Artists website, you know, that you can provide services in helping an artist that may not have such a polished online look create that look as if they are one of the, you know, masters at this. And I think that's a wonderful thing. You know, it's one thing to be on Facebook and all the other social networks. You know, I think that's another way that you can effectively, you know, market yourself. But this is definitely a site that an artist can direct, you know, somebody to really pay attention to the, you know, to, you know, the quality of their craft and who they are. And so I think that, you know, I have a great appreciation for who you are, the two of you, and what you've created, because I think it is something that's needed. Now, I will say that there are artists out there that may never get it, you know, and it's sad, you know, but I think that you, if they don't connect with a site like this, they're missing, you know, they're missing out, and maybe that's not the direction that's meant for them. You know,
right,
we've got
all
another
we can
caller.
Do is just put it out there for them and make it available, and hopefully they'll take advantage.
Right,
exactly.
Right,
I agree with you.
Well. You know, I definitely commend. Go ahead, Teresa, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I was just going to tell you we have another caller on the line. But if you want to finish what you're saying, Brian, go ahead, and then we can bring the caller in.
Well, no, that's fine. I just want to commend, to, you know, Therese publicly, you know, because like she said, we met through a Facebook, you know, and we were able to match ambitions and, you know, and really just talk. And when we hit it off personally, you know, we got to know each other professionally and see where one can help the other. And it's been a beautiful relationship. So thank you, Therese.
Thank you. You're awesome.
Aw, showing love. See, that's, you know, I think that's important, Brian and Therese. I do. I think that when you connect with somebody and it just works, I think that it's wonderful to be able to let that person know, you know, how important they are and instrumental and how much you value them. So big kudos to you, Brian. So with that said, let's bring in the next caller, caller from the 214 area code. You are on the air with Lady Flava, Brian, and Therese from All Media Artists website.
Wonderful to be able to let that person know how important they are and instrumental on how much you value them. So big kudos to you, Brian.
Hello?
Oh, caller from the 214?
This is he.
Okay. So somebody must have, like, a computer on, computer speaker on?
Yeah, I just turned it off. I just turned it off.
Okay. Okay. So who is this?
This is Wesley Patton. This is the man who programmed that website that you are giving so much
Wesley.
Praise. Oh, nice.
Look at that. Okay. Okay. So you're the man behind the scenes, huh?
Wesley is our website designer.
I'm just the brain that Therese has allowed to be a part of this, and I just want to say public. I've known her for years, and we've always kept in touch over the years. And she asked me, would I be a part of it? And I said, absolutely. Why not? Because I know if she believes in it, then it's something worth taking a look at. And it is obviously taken off, and it's, you know, just, I'm proud of you, man. That's all I can say. Is that
Well, I think that it's wonderful. First of all, I thank you for calling in, Wesley, because I think that what you have created on the technical side, I think it's great. And I understand, you know, there's some changes to be made coming, you know, up soon. But I think that it's very easy to maneuver. It's easy for somebody like myself who is interested in finding out more about the artist to be able to go. And if I know a name, to search for the name or just to scroll down, you know, the artist tab or you know whatever to be able to find out more information and to listen to the sounds of the different artists. So I think that it's really, really technically, you know, well put together. So, you know, big kudos to you for, you know, how you designed it.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm waiting for a major to-do list. It is coming real soon. She's laughing, but it is coming. And look forward to taking it to a whole other level. I am definitely excited about the possibility, the potential of it. And,
okay.
You know, we're going to make it do what it do. Like Ray Charles would say, we're going to make it do what it do.
So can I ask the three of you then, you know, I mean, this website is, what, going on like 3 months old?
Yes.
Yeah, about that.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, so where would you like to see this website, you know, say in a year's time? What would you like to be able to provide, or what are your visions for it?
My major vision is to be able to accommodate the artists in the other media. Right now we have some limitations where that's concerned. We do have some spoken word artists on there. We have my friend Joshua, who's a jewelry maker, is on there as well. And we're limited in what we can do for those types of artists. But my vision is to be able to provide many more services for other artists, as well as expand and be able to serve all the needs of the musicians that we have, and be able to offer them some more bells and whistles that they can have on their page, so that they don't really have to go anywhere else. They don't have to refer people elsewhere to buy their stuff. They can do it all on our site.
Okay. I think that'll be amazing. You know, like, for instance, a jewelry maker or a visual artist or, you know, an author to be able to come onto your site and be able to sell their product, you know, directly from the All Media Artists website. So that will be exciting to be able to see that come into fruition. Since you mentioned spoken word, I would like to play a track by an artist. I have known him, you know, for many years, and he is honestly a dear friend of mine. And it was a pleasure for me to click on your site and find that he was a member over there. And this is Quiet Storm of Spoken Word with one of his signature pieces, As I Dream Dreams That Dreams Dreams.
As I dream dreams that dreams dream. The cure for cancer, AIDS, lupus, and sickle cell anemia can be consumed by the human body by simply going to the local pharmacy and getting a one-time prescription filled. As I dream dreams that dreams dream, abusers throughout the world, no matter the type, will get stopped dead in their tracks. You see, as I dream dreams that dreams dream, individual poverty will end simply because of diligence and hard work. As I continue dreaming dreams that dreams dream, African-American men will quit letting all of the atrocities done to our people in the past be a scapegoat for self-hatred and self-destruction. Instead, we will take on that right warrior spirit of our forefathers and take our rightful places as kings, being the men our women and children need. As I dream dreams that dreams dream, racial lines will be so blurred that the cancer of racism will only exist in the history books, and the differences between our cultures will be learned, accepted, and respected. As I dream dreams that dreams dream, ministers of God won't just preach the words, but completely live the life that God says we shall. As I dream dreams that dreams dream, the words bitch, hoe, bastard, slut, and trick will no longer roll off of any living tongue. As I dream dreams that dreams dream, I love you will not be just words that are casual sayings, but will become an always daily reality of actions. The excitement of these dreams caused me to awake and lift my head from my peaceful slumber. I began to tell my lady all about what was traveling through my mind in the form of these dreams when I get snatched back into reality. Because in the middle of my expressing myself, an amber alert comes across the airwaves about another missing, kidnapped child. This is our world's reality. But as I lay my head to rest, whenever that may be, I pray to God as I dream dreams that dreams dream.
Hey, this is Kat Orlando of All Media Artists, and I'm so happy to say that you're listening to All Media Artists Showcase on Flava News Radio.
Before I go any further, I have to thank Kat and Ava and DeLon for creating, you know, the intros and drops for this particular show. You just don't know, Therese and Brian and Wesley. I was so excited when Therese sent me these intros and drops. I'm like, this is absolutely amazing. I mean, the turnaround time was tremendous. I mean, so fast, but just the quality, and it makes this all worthwhile. I mean, from what you've created over there on the website to the quality of the artists and the participation in creating this show with the artists over there, I am so excited and I am so appreciative. So this is, you know, this makes it exciting for Flava News and Lady Flava and myself to get involved with All Media Artists. So thank you so much to all that participated in that. If there are any other artists that are interested in calling in and giving just a shout-out or whatever, you know, feel free to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. And, you know, otherwise I can just jump into some more tracks and just give you a taste of the variety of the artists that you can encounter over on this amazing website featuring independent artists. Let me scroll down. It's a huge, huge list of artists over there. You know what? Let me jump into a track by David Dyson, and this is French Toast.
Thank you.
All right, that was David Dyson with his piece, French Toast. We have got some fun going on in the chat room. I want to welcome and thank you, A Peaceful Man, DeLon, Baron from Dream Seidel, John D. Green, Kat, Lloyd Watson, and Therese. Thank you so much for hanging out in the chat room. There are several guests out there. I want to thank you also for hanging out with us tonight. This was a special night. At least it's a special night for me because to be able to bring this caliber of artists to you on Flava News Radio, this is exciting for me. Therese and Brian, we have another caller on the line, and I believe I know who this is. Caller from the 832 area code. You're on the air with Lady Flava, Brian, and Therese from All Media Artists.
Ooh, yeah. What's going on?
You know
that
what?
That
is DeLon. He's a blessing,
DeLon. I just wanted to call in real quick before I had to get up out of here.
So are you going to sing for us tonight?
No, I'm not. I'm not going to take up too much time. I just wanted to say hello to everybody.
All right. How you doing, brother?
All right. What's happening with you, brothers?
All right. Things good.
DeLon
yeah,
is one of my favorite artists that I've come to know off of the All Media Artists website. He regularly has called into my Flava Coffee House online radio style show and has sung live several times on that particular show. So I have definitely come to love him and his voice. And, you know, he's just an amazing man. And it appears that things are kind of going his way. So what do you have to say about the All Media Artist website, DeLon?
Oh, well, for one, props to Therese and Brian and everybody over there. You know, it's definitely a blessing for myself, and I think I can speak for all the other artists to be a part of that. You know what I mean? It's really hard for independent artists to make it in the business, so to have another outlet, you know, one that's at least coming a bit more professional is definitely, you know, a great thing.
Thank you, DeLon. That means
a
lot.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Well, with that said, you know, are you okay if I play Happy Home, DeLon?
You can do whatever you want to do.
Right. But with that said, since I can't get him to sing live for us tonight, I'm going to play Happy Home by DeLon, another great artist from the All Media Artist website.
Just wanted to take this time to
That was DeLon with Happy Home. Absolutely amazing range that man has. I'm so excited to get to know him and his talents and all the endeavors that are taking place with him. Therese, we have another caller on the line with us. I believe this might be John D. Green.
It is. It is the one and only John D. Green Sr.
Hey, John.
Hey, how are you? How are you?
Great. How are you?
You know what? I am well. I told myself I was going to relax and just listen and enjoy the show. But then you played probably absolutely one of my favorite tracks. And that Happy Home, you know, that's my track right there. So I said, you know, let me call in and just thank Therese, Brian, and of course Lady Flavor. You and Flavor News have been absolutely instrumental in my career. So I like calling, thank all the present parties. Everybody out there supporting my music and listening, supporting all of our music. You know, it's not just one artist. This AMA, see, I said that for you, AMA. The site itself, it's by natural selection. It seems to bring out the best in the artists that have decided to submit and partake in. It's a great opportunity for artists and for Therese and, like, Brian, you know, and you, and people like me. I think it's a great thing all the way around. It's a give and receive kind of relationship. So I'm really excited to be a part of it.
Well, I need to thank you for being one of the biggest spokespersons for our site and just getting out there and letting people know as an artist what you think of the site and why they as artists should be a part of us. So thank you so much for everything that you've done. You have to know how much I appreciate that.
I do, and it's an honor to do it. I mean, it's, you know, I believe in it. I usually don't participate in things that I don't 100% believe in. And this site, I believe in. I mean, like Lady Flavor said earlier, I've been in association with Lady Flavor. Good people, by the way. And I was featured by the things that she had read about and learned about me. And then I was featured in Flavor News. And that, to me, kind of set the trend for the way you do things. If you believe in it, support it. Thus, hey, you know, wherever I go, someone hears about the AMA. You know, so, yeah, it's an honor
thank
for me
you.
To
do. And I have to thank you, John, because if it was not for you, I would not have found out about AMA. And so, you know, it is my, you know, honor and pleasure to be a part of this as just a fan and a supporter. And you know, I knew that, John, when you put that information out there and up on Facebook and the different places, that I knew if you were putting it up, it's something that you honestly believed in. And once I saw it, I knew exactly why it was a site that you wanted to support. The show is almost over, and, boy, this time just went by so very, very fast. But I want to thank
sure
everybody
did.
That came out to listen to this show live. I really encourage you to spread the word about this. I am going to do this every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We can definitely play with the time. We can play with the length of the show. So if there's any artist that is interested in being featured on Flava News, definitely hit Teresa up or myself or Brian and let us know. We can definitely arrange that to take place. I also welcome any AMA artists to call into the shows and, you know, tell people about yourselves and let us know what's going on. Let us know about your CDs or any projects that you've got that you want the public to know about. You know, word of mouth is a powerful tool, and we definitely are learning that. I found out about AMA, you know, from John, and from there I'm trying to help spread the word too. There is somebody else who is listening on the line. I just want to bring them in and just see if there's a chance that they have something to say. Caller from the 313 area code, are you interested in saying a word or two before the show closes out tonight?
What's happening?
Well, who is that?
This is Manny Shields. How you guys
Manny.
Doing?
Manny.
The man.
Yeah.
So how are you?
I am doing much better. My car gave me a little bit of trouble, and I had to run to the auto place to get a new battery real quick. But other than that, we're good. This cold weather is really kicking some butt on my car.
Uh-oh. So you guys have snow out there?
No, we just got bitter cold.
Oh, just
bitter
cold.
Flat-out bitter
okay.
cold.
Okay.
John knows what
I'm
talking about.
Oh, yeah, I do.
We've got rain
yeah.
here in Seattle, so...
I'll take rain over this way.
Oh, raining in Seattle. Oh, boy, that's a surprise, huh?
I'll just stay quiet about the 75-degree and sunny weather we
yeah.
have in Southern California.
Yeah.
I won't
yeah.
say anything about that.
Yeah, don't say anything about that.
For
Reed.
Yourself.
Yeah,
why don't you put a little bit of that in a bottle
that.
And send it to me?
You guys are all welcome to visit.
I will come. I will be the first... I'll be the first on the plane as soon as I can get the car doing okay.
You'll be the first person to call an exterminator to get the musician out of your attic.
You're funny. Well,
oh,
Manny,
yeah, by the way, I have
you...
a show coming up for all you local fans okay. in the Detroit metropolitan area, Comedy Castle, Royal Oak, 8 p.m. tomorrow night, 8 and 10 p.m. Friday, Saturday night this weekend.
I'll
be
there.
John
I'll
is going to
be
there. Teresa is going to fly in.
Exactly right. I'll be there.
Yeah, I'm going to be flying in. But, yeah.
You're staying
yeah,
at
okay.
Manny's house, right?
I'll pick you up at the airport. I got a rental car that I got set up there.
Yeah, he's talking about car troubles. Yeah, he's going to, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, you know, Manny Shields is going to be performing tomorrow night. You know, from what I understand, he's a funny man, a funny man.
I would
One
consider myself
I'll
funny
experience
at
that. Huh? Okay. Yeah. You're pretty serious when you called into my show, so I'm like, okay, is he really a comedian? Is
I
he
am
funny?
A multi. I am a chameleon of many types of personalities. People, I cannot be categorized. I am a comedian, okay. but I also have a very serious side. You know, where
yes.
I can just drop down and give you some information and just tell you how it is.
Yeah.
See?
I yeah.
You see how I sound
yeah.
right now? I'm serious, see?
It's kind of scary, isn't it?
Okay. So, well, Manny, I thank you for calling in, you know, to the show. I don't know if you really wanted me to open up your line, but thank you so much for talking.
No,
now,
I really appreciate it. Of course
also...
I did. Anytime. I love to talk to all of you guys.
Thanks
so,
for being here, Manny.
Thank you.
Are you. You're a member over there on the All Media Artists, correct?
I am, of course. I still got to get
okay.
on there and put up some stuff, but yes, I am
yeah.
on there, and I got to update some things. Teresa's been beating me over the head about that, but other than that,
that's what I do.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you need to update your page, you know, so we can hear that funny side of you, Mr. Comedian Man.
Yeah, you know, I am. That's going to be, you know what? That's my project for after classes and after everything, to just get everything really nice and tight on all the sites, so that it's consistent everywhere.
Okay.
You know, because that's the
okay.
key, right? Consistency?
Yes. I think so.
And Media Artist
so.
Supplies
so.
That consistency.
I think that's a good look. You know, when somebody can Google you and find out information and it's, you know, there isn't, you know, different you know, booty girls over here, and then, you know,
booty girls
comedy
where?
Over there, and well, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
but
I
don't distract
you.
I'm sure you got a MySpace
when
page.
You know, I'm so isolated.
Okay.
When I hear the word booty, I just get excited automatically. Sorry about that.
Calm down. Let's play a Christmas religious song for Manny to get him, you know, back in the zone. But anyway, we have come to the end of this show, and Teresa, I want to thank you so much for coming out and you know, and sharing this time with me and telling people about this wonderful site that you have created and you and Brian have created, and you have allowed and welcomed me over there, and I thank you for, you know, allowing me to play a small role in the All Media Artists, you know, website and helping, you know, to support the artists that you have on your site. So, you know, thank you.
Well, you are
and
so
I,
welcome.
Teresa,
and
thanks
thank
a lot.
You.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I really do. It is a nice thing. I'm going to get to it. Trust me. And, John, I want
to
talk to you.
Oh, yes, you are.
John, I want to talk to you.
All right. Shall we talk on the air?
John.
No. I'll
give you a call. We won't listen. Go ahead.
No, because it's about my girl right here on the, you know, it's about Flav. No, I'm just kidding. Aw,
come on, Flav.
My
dog. My address. It's 23 blank, 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 and I'm behind a park, okay? So,
Flav is in with me, you know. I have a soft spot for Flav, so speak lightly.
Everyone does.
She's good with me. She's, I fly to Seattle, and I don't even like to fly. So, yeah. She's good with me. What's the safer than going to Fort Knox with me?
You know, that's funny you say that.
I know. Be very scared.
Oh, no, I'm a puppy dog.
Okay. Well, gentlemen and Therese, I'm going to close out the show. Therese, I guess we could talk later on. But
yes,
I do have this schedule for every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And, you know, we can just go from there and play with the time. But there's so many tracks, you know, that you're sharing with me. And I just want to get out there and kind of play and so show support on a regular basis to the artist. And we can use this forum any way, you know, that you see fit. So,
that's,
you know, we
wonderful.
Can definitely
thank
talk
you
about
so much.
That.
Thanks
oh,
again,
you're so
Therese.
Welcome. So anyway, I want
love you, Teresa. See you later,
love
guys.
You too.
Flav, love
you, don't
you too.
Love me too.
John,
can,
I love you
can
in
I
a different
love
way.
Too? Yeah, okay. I'm that mama. John asked me, well, what kind of look do you have? I said, I'm a mama. You know, I kind of look like a mama that has a few tattoos. But, you know, with that said, I'm going to close out the show.
I'll
say goodnight to Therese and Manny and John. And, John, you know, Manny needs to talk to you. And, you know, we'll be back with another All Media Artists Showcase on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So stay tuned. But Flavor News Radio will definitely be playing tracks from the variety of artists over there on the variety of shows that we have. So take care. God bless. And we will see you next week as we bring more artists to you from the All Media Artists website. Good night.
Be well.